Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding in the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah just taught us about different things that in the Chumash and in the Tanakh that can be read out loud, but Tzibur, the Psukim can be read out loud, but the Targum can or cannot, so debate those things. And now the Gemara is going to go more into depth about that. I'll just say over though real quickly, a small Tosfos on this on this Mishnah over here, it says, "In Maftirim Merkava," the Tanakam and the Mishnah hold, you cannot have Maisim Merkava as a Haftarah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Motir, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. The Kaimelik Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos brings, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, indeed we do that. One of the Haftarahs of the year is Maisim Merkava, despite the fact that perhaps you don't understand where you read it, and certainly the Targum won't really help anyone. It's a very Kabbalistic thing, but that is what we do. So it says at the beginning of the Gemara here, right after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa starts, Yesh Nikrim U'Metargimin. There are things that are read and translated. Yesh Nikrim U'Metargimin. And some are read and not translated. Now this next part has a bit of discrepancy how to read the Girsa. I'm going to read it as we have it. Yesh Lo Nikrim U'Metargimin. There are some things that are not read nor translated. Eilu Nikrim U'Metargimin. And then the following we're about to list are things that are read and translated. The Gra had over here a different Gersa. Yesh lo nikrim ve'lo metargimin. It's seemingly the same thing, but it could be the Gra actually erased that line, and then therefore it just doesn't have that. But our Gemara seems to bring up such cases, so we'll leave it as it is in our Gemara. Now the Gemara says a simen. Beis lamid tof ein kuf nun nin nun shin pei hey simen. So that's a simon the Gemara will bring up a lot of times, like a simon for a bunch of cases that are going to come up. So as we go through, we're going to see, how each letter is represented, but it's just a simon for all the following cases. So right now, it seems that this simon interrupted the Brisa. It doesn't seem to be part of the Brisa, but otherwise the Brisa is stated before the simon doesn't say anything. Now we interrupted and said the simon, and I'll go weiter with the list. So the following things are read and translated. Maisa Bereshis, that's the Beis in the simon. Niku Umetargim. Is read and translated. Pshita, Mara says, is not obvious. Ma'ot Tisema, what would you have thought? Osulu Shu'ule, Malamalo, Malamata. Yeah, a person may come to ask what is above and what is below, Malifnim, Mala Achor, and what is inside and what is past it. This refers to a Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga that says that a person is not allowed to investigate certain Kabbalistic ideas. Above and below, see, is above certain Malachim, the Chayos, below them. And the person can't look into these things. Gemara goes through how you can have a Rebbe for that. Tosfos learns it's referring to what's before the Bria Sa'olam, what's going to be after the world is destroyed, the various things. So you might have thought that if we translate Maisa Bereshis into a way the person could somewhat understand it, he may look into these things. And the person in the Gemara says, the Mishnah really says in the Chagiga about these things, that if you speculate about them, it's better for that person to have not been created yet. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Kamash Malan, you can translate these things. Maisa Lot, that's a laman in the simon. Vishtei ben Osev and his daughter is Nikrim Atagim, is also read and translated. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Mahu de Tema. Nichush likvoda de Avraham. It's not a covet to Avraham that we speak about his nephew and his nephew's daughters this way. Kamash Malan, we still read it. Similarly, all these things, we're going to say Kamash Malan, there could potentially be a pagam in the covet, but it's not saying not, but we're going to read it anyway. The importance of the story seemingly is overriding that concern. Maisa Tamar v'Yehuda Nikrim Metargim. Tamar and Yehuda's story in the Chumash is also read and translated. Pshita Ma'ar Zetema Lichu Shekvodu Yehuda. Would have thought, worry about the covered Yehuda. Kamash Olan Shivchehu the Ode. Right? It's actually a Shevach to Yehuda that he admitted this thing. So it's not only not a deterrent to his covered, a detriment to his covered, it is an increase in his covered that he, it's a Shvachtim, a praise that he was moded to what had happened. Ma'isa Egel Rishon, the missionary spoke about this. The first part of the Ma'isa Egel Azov is Nikrim Atagim, is read and translated. Pshita Ma'od Tema, Lichush Likvodin Shel Yisrael. Doesn't look good for the Jewish people that they observed them. Ma'ashalan Kol Shekein, Denich Luhu, Dehavilu Kapara. It's actually good to read that. It should be a Kapara, which is an amazing thing. Apparently, when we understand more about the Egel Azov, and we read it over again, there's a certain busha there, a certain lack of cover that does exist, but that brings to a Kapara for Kol Yisrael. Kolos u'brachos, the curses and the blessings in Kisava and Bechukosa and Nikrin Metagimin, you can read them and translate them. Pshita ma'od de tema. Nichush dilma, now I'm going to read over here to the Girsa of the Bach, that nichush dilma also l'meivad me'avu m'yira. A person may come to do avodas Hashem out of ava, of schar and yira, of onish, and not doing it l'shem shemayim. Kamash malan. Then according to this Girsa, the Gemara continues, azharos ve'onshin, nikrin metagimin. The warnings of the Torah, the don't do's of the Torah, and the onshin and the punishments if one would do them, are read and translated. Pshita ma de tema nichosh duma paiga da taihu de tzibur. Maybe that would weaken the das of the tzibur. I mean, it'll come to scare us. Reading about the onshin, right? The way Rashi explains yachush daitan, our das would become weak when we hear about such punishments, and people will say, just be netted from the world, just enjoy this world. Anyways, we're all going to get punished. You can't get saved. So where it says kamashalon, despite that concern, we do read it and translate it. Okay, so now go back to where the Gemara has it. So that's a bit of a different gear than we had. It switches around the reasons for onshin and for brachos and kolos. That's the way the Bach has it. That's the Gemara. So kamash malan on that. Maitha Amnon v'Tamar. Amnon and Tamar is nikra matagim. It's also read and translated. Maitha Avshalom nikra matagim. Now Avshalom is really part of that story. I mean, it's his own separate story, but it's probably referring to his part in that. It kind of begins Avshalom's story. Shita ma'ot tema lichush likar de David. It would be a concern of the covet of David and Melech. Mashmal, we do read it. Maisa Pelegish Begiva Nikur Matagim. Pelegish Begiva is also read and translated. Pshita Ma'ar Detema Lichu Shikvodan De Bin Yamin. The story, the whole Shevet of Yamin gets wiped out. It would be a covet to him himself that his Shevet got wiped out, but we read it anyways. Mashmal. Chodas Yushalayim Es Tova Saha Nikur Matagim. According to this Tana, in this Brisa, Chodas Yushalayim, which speaks about the Averis of Yushalayim, is read and translated. So Pshita is not obvious. No, La Puke Midi Rebbe Eliezer have to come against the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer that we had in the Mishnah. Titania Maisa Beldam Echot Shayakari Lamala. Bryce says there is a story with one person that was reading above in the presence of Rebbe Eliezer. Hodas Yerushalayim Vestova Seha. Amarlo, he said to him, Achat Abodek B'Toavos Yerushalayim, before you start looking into the Averis of Yerushalayim, say Ubdok B'Toavos Imcha. Go look into the abominations of your own mother. Badko Acharav Matzav Hashemetz Pasul. So they searched after him, and they found a Shemetz Pasul, which seemed like a speck of, let's say, a slight amount, a blemish of the sin, meaning to say that he was in some way not proper because of his mother's actions. Point being that Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that before we can start investigating about Yerushalayim's problems, the Toevos that they did, and read that for the Hamonim to read, and they think about Yerushalayim in a negative way, we'd have to get to the level where we have no negative things to find out about ourselves. So our Tana here in this Bryce is holding not like that we read it and translate it anyway. Continues this Bryce. So the Elu Nikrin V'lo Metargumin, the following are read and not translated. And again, another Simon, Rav Don Simon, again representing the letters of each of the following cases. Maisa Ruvain Nikrin V'lo Metargumin. Ruvain, where the expression of the Chumash is that he was with one of his father's wives and he actually just moved the bed of his father, is read but not translated because of that unclarity, because of the way the Chumash puts it. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel went to a place called Kivol. The Baal Kori was reading. He was reading the Pesukim of the Maaseh Reuven, and he said to the Meturgamon, don't translate it. Ela Achron, only the last parts. I mean, skip the part about Maaseh Reuven, translate the last part. They called it the last part there because the way it's written in a Sefer Torah, there's actually a break, even though it's in the middle of a Pasuk. So you could kind of call it the first and last part of that. There's a very obvious split in the middle. It's all one pasuk. Anyways, he did that. V'shivchu chachamim praised him for that because he followed the shita. Ma'isa egel asheni nikro v'lamatagim. The second part of the ma'isa egel azov is read and not translated. Eza ma'isa egel asheni. What part is that? Min vayir Moshe ad vayar Moshe. Yeah, the part that includes that Moshe says to Aaron, why did you do this? And Aaron says that threw it into the fire and the egel came out. It sounds like the egel had some sort of ability to it intrinsically, and that's why we don't translate. That's why Rashi learned on the Mishnah. Yeah, over here Yisitosus says a different pshat. Yeah, because apparently in the Rishalmi there is a very different machlokas about this, and according to one shita there, it doesn't even include the part that talks about that the sounds like the eagle had something to it. But Rashi's pshat seemingly. Is that's what he's saying. People are going to think that the egel had some sort of ability to it, if you translate that part. Okay? Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Lo'olam ye'adam zara b'shuvosof. A person should be always careful with what he answers people. Shemitoch tshuva she'yeshivo Aaron l'Moshe. From the answer that Aaron answered Moshe Rabbeinu here in this thing, he said, what could I do? The people gave me the gold, and this egel came out. Pakru hama'arim. This Lush and Hefgir, meaning the people that would question Chumash, went off. They became apikorsim. There's a different cases here. Perhaps the censor put in Ma'arim might be minim. People became total heretics. Shenemar v'ashlechei v'eish v'eitzah egel hazeh. I threw into the fire and this egg came out. That definitely sounds suggestive of Rashi's pshat of learning that's what's going on here. We're saying a person has to be careful what they say because you leave the ability, Aharon said that it was written for Doros, and that left the ability for people to look to the egg as having some intrinsic value, and in Mela they went off to Derech. Then is the Gemara. Birkas Kohanim Nikrim V'lamatagim. Birkas Kohanim is read but not translated. My time, or why not? Mishum Dixiv Yisa says Hashem should lift his countenance to us, meaning a sort of favor towards us that's not necessarily lefi our deeds. And people don't understand why that should be. We're scared of that. People will say Hashem shows favor to, and they don't understand, though, that Klal Yisrael is fitting for such favor. Like the Gemara Bracha says, Rashi brings, that Klal Yisrael gets a special favor because we do more than Hashem asks. Hashem said you can only have to bench in Kedei Tzviyah if you eat enough that you're satiated, and we bench even on a Kebetzer or a Kazayis. And that's why we are fitting that special favor. By the way, I sometimes point out to people that this is a particularly important makor for the chashivas of a halacham and derabbanan. Right? Chacham came along and said you have to bench on the smaller shear that Rashi is mentioning over here, and that brings this ability for Hashem to, so to speak, for Hashem to give us a bracha of lifting his face out, showing a special favor. It's dafka the things midderabbanan, things that are above and beyond what the Raisa would say we'd have to do, that brings us that special closeness to Hashem. Here's the Gemara. Maisa David va'amnon, lo nikim v'lam etagimin. Now it says again in this Braisa that the Maisa David va'amnon is not read nor translated. And again, you have an amendment of the Gro over here that seems to erase this part, going with his amendment in the Mishnah. But we'll read it as we had it, because the Gemara says, v'ha amart Maisa anon v'tamar nikim etagimin. Didn't we just said it is read and translated? So what do you mean now that it is not read, not translated? Yeah. The Gemara says, yeah, wherever the verses say Amnon, son of David, that would be when you would not translate it. And when it says just Amnon, that you could translate it. Because the whole worry is the covet of David. So in Mela, when it doesn't mention David, it's fine. Son of Rabban, kol hamikros haksuvim b'tar l'ginai, all the psukim that are written in the Torah, and really we see answers from from Tanakh also, are karnos on the shvach. We read them in a delicate fashion would be the way they translate it, because not a shvach. I mean, we're still going to read them pretty negatively, as we'll see. But we don't want to read something that's too indelicate publicly. It would be disgraceful. And Memela, this is a halacha Moshe Messina, actually, that the Rishonim say. And that's what we do. There'll be at least two examples probably people will know from Chumash. We'll say right now, Kugon Yishkalena. It says that a person in the Klal, says a person will betroth the woman and another man will lie with her. Now, there's a few ways to say that word, but Yishkalena is an indelicate way of saying it. We're not going to necessarily have translations in English that we're going to say to represent the word that is written versus the word that is used, but it's a less delicate way of saying to be with a woman. So read it, Yishkalena. He shall lie with her. It still means lying with her, but it's a better way to say it. Ba'afolim ba'tichorim. Also in the call it says ba'afolim, and read about tichorim, which are different types of hemorrhoids, it seems, and tichorim are less severe. Kiryonim divyonim. Now, this is these next few examples are quite interesting. This pasuk is in Malachim, and it says that there was a famine in the Shomron, and because of the famine, people were actually selling the feces of animals. It says over here in this pasuk of donkeys. Now, over there, the way it refers to feces is kiryonim, which really means doves. Dropping. So we say to divyonim, which flows from doves, which is a little, it doesn't say befeirish that they're eating the droppings of doves. It says what flows from doves. So in Mela, it's not being explicit about what the Klal Yisrael had to, unfortunately, Lo Aleinu had to eat because of the famine. Similar pasuk, le'echol es chareihem lishtos es meimei shineihem. Yeah, this pasuk over here is about. It is also in Malachim, and it's also it's the same type of thing. They would have to eat the different excretions of the body, and it says it in a very severe way. So we change that to, literally, choreim was the word we had before. And lishlos meimei shineihem also means like liquid that comes from that area. So we change it to lechos, which also means feces, but in a normal way, lishlos is meimei regleihem. Again, saying it in a softer way. So again, so we have a few examples. Yishkalena comes Yishkavena, Bafolim becomes Batchorim, Charyonim becomes Divyonim, and Lechos, Charyim, Lishos, Esmei, Shineim, we change entirely. Lechos, so also Lishos, Esmei, Mei, Raglim. Macharos, Limtos. Then there's this last example over here, that when the Torah says the word lemacharos, if we go to lematzos. Now, what is this context? This context here is also Malachim. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. And they made it into a place that people will go to the bathroom in. Now, this we even say that more delicately, even though it's about Avodah Zarah. But because of that, Rabbi Shimon Mekarcha says back, Rabbi Shimon Mekarcha, Omer lemacharos kishman. Read it the way it is. Making fun of Avodah Zarah is fine. Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Eitzenusa Asira Bar Mili Eitzenusa Da'avodas Kachavim. All mocking is usher, mocking serious matters, except for mocking Avodah Zarah. The Sharia, which is Mutter. Tiksiv, as it says, Kara Ba Bel Keres Nivo. Yeah, this pasuk, this pasuk is in, wait a second, in Yeshaya, and so the next one will also be. And the pasuk reads, the first one here, Kara Bel Keres Nivo. Yeah, Bel is the name of Avodah Zarah. He squats, and Nivo splashes. It's describing quite descriptively the way they, the ridicule of the Avodah Zarah that they can't hold in their when they have to go to the bathroom. It's very interesting. Steven, another pasuk also, Karsu Karu Yachtav Lo Yochlu Malet Maso. Right, it says they splash, they squat together. They can't deliver the burden. Means they can't hold in when they have to go. It's a bit funny, but that's the idea. It's a bit funny. We're saying over here that the Torah didn't mind. The Torah went out of the Tanakh said disgraceful things about Avodah Zarah, even in a leitzanistic way. So it's okay then. We're saying to do that. Rav Yana Amar Acha. Rav Yana has a different raya. La'agolos beis avon yoguru shachin shomron. Let's read the whole pasuk. Pasuk reads la'agolos beis avon yoguru shachin shomron. Because of the calves, the eglos, right, of this place, Beis Oven, so the people who dwelled in Shomron were afraid. Yeah? Ki oval alav amo uchmarav alav yagilu. Its people mourn over it, and the priests, the kumarim, or priests, rejoice over it. Yeah? Al kavodo ki galim menu, for its glory that was departed from it. So we say, al tikri kavodo el kavedo. Don't read kavodo, its glory. Read kavedo, its burden. Yeah, so when we're doing that, we're saying that that the priests were having joy over the fact that the Avodah Zarah had to go to the bathroom, sounds like. Again, it's very, very delicate over here to explain it any other way, but this also shows the idea that it was okay that we hinted to a mocking of Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach Mishmei de Rav Acha Bered de Rav Iko. Shari Leila bar Yisrael is mutter for a Jew, Lameimar Leila Ove Kachavim, to say to a Goy, Shikle Loros Kachavim Ba'anche Beshin Tav. You say to him, take that Avoros Kachavim and put it in your Shin Tav. That is some, meaning the anus in some way. Rashi brings why that would be. Amar Rav Ashi, Haiman Desane Shumane, a person that has a bad reputation, Shari Leila Vizuye Begimel Veshin. Yeah, a person whose reputation has been sullied, seeming in some way that he's told he's apparently committed adultery, and it's in some sort of reliable fashion that he's being made fun of. So you can embarrass him with gimel and shin. And what does that mean? Rashi says from the Trivos HaGaonim that gimel means bar giura, so that he's the son of a woman who committed adultery, and the shin is that shamasari, a putrid name. So he can make fun of him based on his own mother, like your mother sort of joke. But he can do that. Rashi has a different shot also that Kiyufa means an adulterer and Shin means an imbecile. Now, this is obviously only about, like I said, in some sort of way that we know this person is constantly over these averas and has a reputation. Because of that, we don't stam, it'd be totally usher to, because the person stam has a rumor to do this for him. That's certainly not true. It's a confirmed sort of situation. Gemara says, Ayman de Shapir Shemane, a person has a very good reputation, Charlie Shvuche, yeah, is obviously permitted to praise him. It's interesting, it says permitted. Of course, you can praise somebody. And one who does praise him will have brachos rest upon his head. Kind of interesting. It has to point out why he can praise. There are things that Chavetz Chaim talks about where he can't praise someone in the presence of other people that might put him down. He can't even say a praise because it'll lead them to say Lashon Hara. We finished the parak. We'll start the next parak, the last parak of the Masechta.